Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go roller skating. You ready, Paige?
You ready? You better get ready.
It's about to be officially Friday.
It is? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. You hit the floor.
The Masonic Show. I used to could do this whole song.
Pizza on sale. 2 slices for $1.
$1 back then.
Oh, yeah. It's ever all night skate where you ran out of money like 2 hours in.
You know the story.
They wouldn't let you
leave.
I could
stay till 10. They'd come and get me.
Yeah, they would.
They didn't trust me to stay there because they knew the practice area in the back was really a hookup zone.
Oh, gosh. I was dropped off and I'd go somewhere else. And my mom one time came to get me at the skating rink and I was out.
Oh, Lord. You're across the street at the abortion clinic. No. That was Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You don't remember?
No.
So we go to my buddy Conrad's house because he didn't live too far away. Then we sneak in and out.
Oh, yeah.
So you were dropped off. But you weren't allowed to leave. Did you get back on time, 10 o'clock? Because I didn't get back.
Mm-mm.
We had a flat tire or something happen, and I didn't get back till.
We had a fat tire. We were all drunk.
Did you? It's funny. Did you ever? That's an interesting thing now because, and it's good that like, you, let's say your kids are gonna go like spend the night at a friend's house or whatever. Yeah. You kind of like now, I guess probably because of Facebook, you can probably check them out on Facebook. Maybe look at the family. You know, maybe you have their address. You can Zillow. Like, yeah. You can even maybe look into their house before they moved in.
But back then. They either met the parents or really trusted you, or they didn't like you as their kid.
One of the three. Like, there was no vetting out. They would, and this was like, dude, once Code Adam happened, like, I had to be home. Like, I didn't, my leash got pulled in, and I get it. I mean, there were kids being abducted like hell back then. That's when the milk cartons and all that crap started. That's why they wanted you to drink so much milk back then. They wanted you to help find those missing kids.
They wanted you to put on weight so you couldn't get abducted without a forklift.
Yep. That's right. And probably cow farmers probably started that initiative too, maybe. The same way it's like, you know, pork.
It's the other white meat.
Now they won't
quit eating all. Right. Y'all quit eating all that chicken, man. How about those pig people over here?
All we're saying is give pigs a chance.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they kidnap fat people. They might have back then, but I don't think they do now.
It's harder.
For trafficking or whatever. Like, how could you? Like, if somebody tried to kidnap me, like, come on. I even feel like a taser probably wouldn't work because I'm used to getting tased here.
Yeah, but as a kid, though, were you used to getting tased?
No. I
never got tased till I worked here.
I know.
It would just take a little bit more rope to tie you up, fat boy, but they could do it.
I had a friend of mine, she said, I bought a taser, like, for self-defense, but I looked at it. I'm like, that's the exact one we use.
Yeah.
That's not really a defense mechanism.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That purple one, it hurt.
It's enough to, like...
It's going to piss somebody off to where you get it harder, I feel like. You're going to get hit a lot harder because you're mad.
Well, it depends on how experienced the criminale is that is accosting you at that moment. Like, if they're just like, you know, it's their first time or whatever, it's going to scare the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody... Like, you've seen those criminal videos or whatever, that like a guy can... Probably on PCP or something. He'd get tased for like 30 minutes and he's still trying to fight back and stuff. You probably saw it from the news last night.
Do you remember the dominatrix we had in? Her guy had a Prince Albert. I didn't see it.
I was going to say,
He told us.
He offered, but I was like, you know what? Any man that tells me he does, I'm going to take your word for it.
She's got mouth piercings like on the lips and they use those together with electricity to like, you know, get some oral stimulation.
It's like, Nikola Tesla is like, why did I invent this for
electricity? He's like, I love it, man. It feels great.
No, thank you. That sounds painful.
God,
you know, he had a step ladder, probably. Anyway, you didn't have a full ladder.
I don't know what. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. This joker's trying to act like he had a fireman's ladder.
Do they get it wrong at it? Like, you're not getting, like, is there some kind of, is it like ascending with the Freemasons? Like
that's a great question.
33rd degree of the ladder going up your schlong?
I heard a story. I don't know how to say this, actually.
It's like from the Midwest. Down here we say schlong.
What do you...
schlong.
Let's say, for example, you go out in the yard and you pick out a mushroom. Say you pick this mushroom.
I'm foraging.
And you want to pierce this mushroom.
Oh.
And you want to put a barbell right through the top of that mushroom.
Wow.
I don't know what you would call that, but, you know...
Painful.
Say somebody got something like that, and then when they had to go, you know, urinate...
Yeah.
Three streams.
What if you got it hooked on a towel or something? That would be very painful.
No, really. Would it not, like, cause...
He didn't exactly know what was going
to
happen.
It would always land a veer off to the left or whatever. Like, it's like, four.
So I feel like it was mispierced.
Oh.
Well, there's that thing that, like, you know, women... this is fun right now. Women have this assumption that we just go stand in front of a urinal and just, you know...
You don't?
Not look.
We go and, you know, some people say whip it out. I go in front of them and I unfold it. And I go, and I, but it's not like you just
see it flat like a dollar bill.
You, it's not like turning on the hose pipe at home, or for those of you from up north, the faucet,
spigot,
the water hose.
Yeah,
I don't like saying that word.
Yeah, it's too close. Like,
it's too close.
You're not going to get me.
Too many different ways and things. It's like really fast, and then it might stop for a minute. And then, like, if you see Naked Gun.
Oh, it's not okay.
It's not like you just turn it off and turn it on. It's like,
really?
You ever took a dump and, like, oh, we're about done here. And then all of a sudden, oh, here we go, round two.
Surprise, yeah, surprise.
You know, the body's like, something else.
Back in the day when you were a kid, and this was at a lot more places than there are now, there were troughs. And you had to go stand hip to hip with an adult that you're right there at it. On both sides, and you're a little nervous to go because you're at a trough and you're like, you know, they're hanging everywhere, and you're just here trying to focus on going.
You think you're at like a wall climbing exhibition or something. No, that's one of the
they're all in a row, like, this is a lot of
that's one willies. Of the that was the, actually the desk, not the chair.
Felt like Bonnie Blue.
It's one of those things where I have such bittersweet, fond memories, but like going to take a shower or use the bathroom at Ocean Lakes, that's exactly what it was. The great camping, you know, it's called a campground. There was availability for camping, but it was, you know, generally speaking, beach houses, beach homes, trailers, whatever.
RVs.
And the if you didn't have a big beach house and you had like just one of the trailers, or certainly if you were there camping, you had to go to the bathhouse. And they literally called it a bathhouse. And they had troughs to pee in, and then they had the showers was nothing more than cinder blocks.
I
almost pulled that baseball announcer out of cinder blocks, causing almost like a cubicle with a shower head in there. But then in the back of it was this running trough of bathwater. Yeah, no, you should see Paige's face right now. It looks like she just drank a Keystone. Or the opposite of.
Did you ever lay under the trough and just look or like hope somebody miss?
No, but like, like, it wasn't I'm talking, there's two different troughs. There was a trough to go pee-pee.
Oh, there's a dump trough?
No, the other trough was the shower trough.
Dump trough.
That don't even sound like a real word. Trough. That's a trough.
It's like so painting nasty. For gold. It's just a stream of like
dump
troughs.
Like a sluice.
So nasty.
Sluice.
That's like a sluice going down the... Y'all have been to Ocean Lakes. Or so probably nasty. Going this weekend or whenever you're going. I haven't been...
A dump sluice.
Last few times I've been, luckily I didn't have to go to the beach house or bathhouse, but they had a plumbing, running water in the home.
Is it like the bathhouse in California?
Oh, God.
It looks like, how appropriate, like, you would be there at Surfside Beach hanging out. Oh, I got to pop in here and take a shower.
Dookie sluice.
And some dude's wearing a hockey mask beside you.
I'm just not
And I'm not talking about fecal matter. I'm talking about, because it's Friday the 13th, Paige.
I don't know why it grosses me out, too, because I'm sitting hot tubs with people, and it didn't, you know, on the cruise, it didn't bother me. I thought they were nice people, but I would not go sit in a bathhouse and bathe with other people. Because to me, that's dirty.
You're not.
That doesn't make any
sense. It's not like the Roman baths of ancient days. It's literally it's a locker room, but it's very like, again, I'm judging this from the 90s, very like truck stoppy feeling. There was a big main drain in the middle of the entire area, so you knew at the end of the night, like, they sprayed it all together and it went down in the
morning.
Big vent.
But there was this, almost like a moat, now that I think about it. It was like this little rip-roaring rapids that was going around the bathhouse, and it was full of soapy water and, you know, I would throw... my soap paper... Like, if I had a bar of ivory soap, I'd throw my soap paper and watch it.
Like a little sailboat.
I went litter, and it was going to the trough.
And getting stuck.
And it was, I'd love the way people are spelling the word trough right now. That's not right. That says trough. But they, you know, you'd sit there and just watch it float around the room.
Was this the clip you were talking about, by the way?
We can't turn the clock back. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
That's why they say after midnight, we're going to let it all hang out.
Oh, yeah. Dookie Sluice would be a great idea.
Duke Sluice.
I couldn't say that certain changer, so, you know.
Certain what?
The 12... blank changer. Remember,
She couldn't say 12 disc changer.
No, yeah. I always say the other one.
She Freudian slipped it. She wished it was 12.
Well, I had people confused there for a while that it was actually a commercial that was running before someone heard it. I'll give you a guess who it was.
Yeah.
And
always like, catch it.
He thought I'd done it on purpose, but it basically there was a store called Manifest Discs and Tapes. And there on that commercial, you thought I had turned it into a place where you go buy tapes and sex toys.
You saw what happened if you leave an outtake in a promo, right? He'll chase you down in a golf cart during the tournament.
That was needed that day. Like, that was a straight on like little blooper that was accidentally forgotten to be taken out, and that was going to go out and play over Clemson broadcast games.
He drove all the way out, got on a cart, rode the course until he found the guilty party.
Was it me or you?
It was...
I know not who produced the segment, but who said it off mic and it went on.
It would have been my fault, even though I was half to blame.
But who said the word, though? Was it me or you?
Probably him.
God, I think it was... Well. I don't actually remember, to be honest with you.
Well, anyway, it was real. It was a combo word.
But he was looking for everybody.
Yeah, it was real bad.
So that's how it works. You know, he's killed by association.
Had he not listened to it, that would have went out.
This is the big guy, Chief.
No, yeah, Mark. Mr. Bald Guy.
Yeah, Chief Hendrix.
Chief Hendrix. When he's out there, he's serious.
Vigilant. Yeah, he's vigilant.
You don't want to get on that side.
He drove the whole course till he found us.
Getting Chief mad.
What are you guys doing?
What is Pace thinking about? You're being dirty probably asking this. What does Paige think about setting in a public sauna? Is she into that?
Yes.
Okay, she's in a...
Steam rooms, saunas. Too. Steam rooms are great. I don't know why bathing, that grosses me out.
You used to get in there naked, just sit in a steam room.
Yeah, because you don't want to sit in there with a bunch of clothes sweating.
No, man, just getting there naked. It don't matter if everybody else is.
That's one of my favorite porn scenarios.
What, to do it in a steam room?
Like,
I said steam room naked.
Although you're just sitting there in a towel, and then, you know, chick walks in from the other side because she was in the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she bends over to throw some more water on the rocks.
Can I give you a fresh towel, Michael?
And she
I'm
like...
I'm calling you Michael. That's
she
your
like
name.
Reverse cowgirl Sharon Stones me as she bends
Sharon
over to...
Stones.
Oh, yeah.
But it's from reverse.
Sharon Stone now, though.
And then she's like, I can tell you're staring. You like what you see? And then she turns around and she says, your place or mine.
Yeah, she said.
They got their own saunas. You're going to get some retiree that walks
in
there.
Are you just happy to see me?
You get some old guy walk in with, you know, like the guy from The Hangover. The old guy in the hospital.
What movie was it? They were sitting there. Was it on The Sopranos where they'd be talking about, like, murdering a big family, but they're all sitting around in their towels in a sauna smoking cigars? And then on Sopranos?
A little too casual about murder.
I think it might have happened once.
We'll take a break. 1-800-774-0093. And don't forget, and I'm not just saying this because I am one, But Father's Day, don't forget that. Your daddy might act like it ain't a big deal to him, but I'm telling you, as one, it is. It is. It don't mean you got to go buy him this, that, or the other.
A tie.
Tell him something. He don't nobody wear a tie.
Like to wear.
Get you a gift set.
I would actually appreciate socks or underwear. It's a 2XL for both.
You know what? I got
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go to, is it Marshall or Marshall?
Marshall.
Let's find out. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you named after the college or the movie?
I really don't know, brother, to be honest with you. Yep. I think it's just a name.
Maybe Pickens, who knows? Marshall Pickens. You probably don't even get that reference, do you, Marshall? You're probably in your 20s or something?
I do. I know about the mental health facility.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So it says here you have something to say about Twinks. What would that mean?
So I've been in food service for the last 18 years, my entire adult life. I've met a lot of really strange characters. I thought you guys would get a kick out of the story real quick. The last place I worked at, there was a woman that identified as a man, and she was dating a man that identified as a woman. And she got really upset when it was pointed out that they're just straight with extra steps. And I'm not a bigot at all. You know, I want to be inclusive to everybody. Well, it's just the irony of that situation was just hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to piece it together in my head. You say,
okay, the lady was born a man, but she now dates a man who was born a lady.
Yes.
So... down,
they just switched wardrobes.
I mean, look, it's just an observation. Your point, I mean,
so here's my question.
I literally had to draw a little diagram on my paper as I said that to make sure that I said that right.
Are they of equal attractiveness, I guess you could, because there are categories of that too,
lipstick,
right?
Lipstick and others.
I never met the significant other. I only worked with the female to male.
Right.
Okay. That's always the funner of the two for me if I had to pick.
Did the person that you worked with, did you know them as the prior? Like, in other words, did they transition while you knew them?
No. Okay. They were hired post and were like relatively confrontational about it towards anyone that would ask honest questions. You know, you don't see that very often around here. And so people, you know, are going to have innocent, genuine questions while also poking a little fun. I mean, you're working around a lot of dudes. You know, it is what it is.
Exactly. Like, if you're female to male, you're probably going to get a lot of fist bumps. You're going to get tapped in the nuts a lot or that area. Yeah. You know, just like with dude stuff.
You know? I told you, I did it accidentally to, I mean, I'm just saying for what it is, like a business that I go to that I get things from. The person worked there and had been working there forever. And I mean, all of a sudden I go in there and I know it was the same person, different haircut and a different name on the tag.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you know, it's the same person.
I say things like, I am Southern as hell. I say things like, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And when I'd been saying for 7, 8, 9 years, thank you, sir, I still said, thank you, sir. And oh my God.
That's why
it was the look of, I hate your guts, but I also had the look of, man, I didn't really mean that. Or woman.
I switch
like person, I didn't mean that.
That's why you got to say baby, because baby is it goes both ways.
Oh, Lord,
so
you
thank
do.
You, baby.
Universal.
Lord have mercy. Marshall, so that had to do with the twink conversation. I see. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. My gosh, man.
So yeah. are you in that community, Marshall?
No. I'm straight, but okay. I thought the whole situation kind of tied in. I don't really have many people to tell that story to. It kind of tied in. I thought y'all would get a kick out of it.
There's not many people it feels comfortable original. Sharing that with.
You're like, Daddy, let me tell you a story. I don't want to hear it.
They didn't have that back in my day. Lord God. It's crazy, man. I mean, it's not crazy. It's just like... Yeah, it is what it is.
It
is what it is. You know, like I said, I'm trying to be inclusive to everybody. I'm not prejudiced that type of way. But the irony of the situation where, you know, you're both going to transition but then still end up in a pseudo-straight relationship was just, it was hilarious.
They have to have
to
incredible insurance, too, because like we said before, like that's an ongoing prescription / subscription you have to keep for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And if there's any change in your insurance and you lose that, that has a lot of, I may be overusing the word devastating, but it changed your whole body structure.
Yep.
Yeah. Without the hormones.
I mean, I would imagine like going off your hormones like that would be.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, thank you, Mark. I know your heart. You didn't mean that bad. It's just an observation.
You did say twice you weren't a bigot, but three times I believe you are.
If he said it a third time, you wouldn't believe it. Listen
awesome.
To that laugh. He loves women. Thank you, Marshall. See you, brother. You still there?
No, he hung up. Marshall knows how it works.
You know, it's not any kind of, you know, it's not a, I have a, you know, you just get in them things.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story. Yeah, oh, first, I gotta say that headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Is that what you were gonna say?
I was gonna say, you know what?
You know what?
That's your catchphrase. That's like your Ron Simmons dam.
You know what?
You know what?
You
whatever.
Know what?
Whatever. I
you
don't
know
care.
What?
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
God,
you know
that
what?
Sounds so vapid.
You know what? Let's not forget the other.
That's a busy. What I was saying is.
I hate me.
I can't wear black and I can't wear really black and yellow together because people think I'm a bee because I'm so busy. I'm like a busy little bee.
Back in there.
You know, wax on, wax off.
You make me
know.
Hate me so much.
No. No, that's not true.
Okay.
Probably. It's fun, though.
I can't help make you hate yourself. I am maybe amplifying the hate you have for
today.
Yourself.
I can't make you love me if you won't.
Oh, I hate to see you go, but I like to watch you leave.
Oh, you my God. Okay, so.
Must have a nice butt.
If you work in retail, maybe you can relate to the story.
God help you.
God help you.
For real. If you work in retail, God bless you.
These days.
Clean the bathrooms better.
I mean, you should.
People just flush it.
And start arresting shoplifters as well.
No.
And prosecute them. Come on.
Prosecute them. Electrocute them, in fact.
Hell yeah.
Shame them.
Prostitute them. Then prosecute them.
Traffic them.
No.
Yep.
You rob from us, we traffic you to Bangkok.
Well, here's another idea.
Something.
A Family Dollar employee shot a shoplifter in the butt. That's not a thing to do.
Was it rubber bullets?
Just to watch them die?
Well,
can you imagine the price of rubber now after all these?
It's going up now.
We're going to have to turn in all our rubbers to the government so they can make more bullets.
Do the same ammunition makers make those too?
I was wondering, like, is that something that, like, do they make, like, Glock rubber bullets? I believe we have the audience to ask that question. 1-800-774-0093. Text only for now.
Where can we invest in rubber?
Like, yeah, I mean, is that, you know, because during the wars of the past, everybody had to turn in all their steel and their iron and everything so they can make ammunition. But now, like, we're going to have to turn in, condoms will be a thing of the past, thank God.
Yeah. Well,
abstinence is the only birth control.
That's right.
Back to the story.
Pestilence.
A guy in Indianapolis got caught shoplifting from a Family Dollar store on Monday morning and initially got away. And there's no word on how much he made off with. But it couldn't have been much, you know, at the dollar store. So an employee named Jerome Stepp wasn't having any of that. And once the cops were called, he decided to go look for the guy himself. Found him 50 minutes later, just a few blocks away, and then he shot him in the butt.
That 15 blocks away from the store, like around here.
15 minutes away.
That's probably even
just
farther.
Just a few blocks away.
Okay, the story's changing as the minute goes. 15 minutes, 15 blocks.
Yeah.
What's it matter? Nevertheless, that guy's committed.
He Plus, is. If they drop that drawer, there's not going to be as much money in there.
Well, what's he trying to do, sexually harass him?
No. There was another employee who was with Jerome when it happened, and police say it was his fiance,
Morris Day.
And they work at the Family Dollar. And he fired two shots, and the guy dropped the stolen merchandise when the second one hit him in the backside. And it's not
When you
clear.
Say backside, do you mean like the side of his, like a side of his back, the left or the right, or like his...
Like right in the middle?
Well, I mean, what is... Right. It would be your back, right? Your front and your back.
His backside.
That would be his backside.
What about his neck? You said his back.
Does more than just his armpit stink?
I don't know what
Sorry.
Smelled.
Fat Boy gets irritated, but it's my favorite drop.
More than just my armpit stink.
Uh-huh. You like it more than this one?
Jesus is a biscuit. Yeah. Won't let him sop you up.
This is like a dream. Like
a good one? Or
It's a good dream. Okay, so he fired two shots, and the guy dropped the stolen merch, and the second one hit him in the backside. So it's not clear what kind of charges he's facing, but Jerome is the one who's really in trouble. And it turns out that you just can't go shooting people for shoplifting.
Do you know what Jethro's favorite drop is?
What?
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Dude, I saw yesterday in the chat. He just was saying that in the fussing chat.
You can't go vigilante and shoot people in the butt.
I can't find this guy's mugshot.
Vigilante.
Yes.
Ashanti.
Well, we have an exciting list. Since when?
You know what? What a liar.
Yeah, really.
Like,
fire,
she's lying
liar,
to you.
On fire.
Don't turn the channel, but it's not going to be that exciting.
Not really.
Nope.
A fun list?
There is a list of the dogs most likely to get diarrhea.
Well, hang on
this
now.
This is interesting now that you say
list?
That.
I hate diarrhea, especially when it's a dog diarrhea.
I thought it was going to be a list of dirty messages Paige gets, but no, it's a list of dog diarrhea.
You received those.
I know. Anytime we mention Paige getting dirty pictures or messages, it's like opening a portal to more.
Fat Boy is my therapist, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, it's God. Lord God.
The advice that I got today, I'm not sure I'm going to use.
Like, you know what?
Get a second opinion, maybe.
Those guys tell you exactly what they want. They're throwing it out there. Why not see if it sticks?
Really?
They're going to service you. Look, that's the second person I've heard of that would love to service you.
Yeah. It's just bizarre. Okay, so scientists...
Somebody offered me, I'd feel great.
Even if you didn't do it, it would be like, wow.
It really is the thought that counts.
I mean, dude.
Really?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Even if you're not going to cheat on your wife, Fat Boy, or Paige, you're not going to go fillet that man that sent that photo. or you know, wanted to, you know, return the favor to you. Like, just even if you're not, that had to, like, a little bit of sizzle to the day for you, right?
Half of it, I think Fat Boy baits me to see how I'm going to react to it. I think
wow.
Half of it's unreal.
You bait her and then she baits you?
No.
You don't
just
what?
Do each other?
Have you ever, like, done anything just to see how I would react like a fake profile?
I'm about to because I don't ask for a lot of stuff. Send me a message today telling me you want to blank my blank. Just say that. Just all you have to say. I would just like to look at it and feel good.
You don't ever
at
get
Fat
that
Boy
from people.
933.
And you know what? It's Pride Month, so you can be a dude and still send the same message. It's still the thought that counts.
If you want me to feel nice, send me a message at O'Maffew. That's OHMAFFEW. And tell me that it's okay that I talk on the radio show.
I mean, I appreciate everything that Fat Boy does for me because he makes me laugh and it gives me a different perspective. Like, no, that guy is being sincere. He's not being mean to you. That's not.
I try to put her in check when she's being a evil bastard woman, just to make sure. Say, hey, give one of these dudes a chance. Quit making it so hard to get.
I'm not. Not really.
I think the more a guy messages you, the more persistent he is. I mean, that's got to be like...
Don't you feel like she's like...
It's dedication.
She owns a home that a lot of people want to buy. Like, it's real nice property. And she keeps toying everyone online saying, I'm thinking about putting it on the market, but I don't know yet.
You at least have a house.
Come on, put it on the market. I'll give you 10% above ask. Come on.
It's a bidding war. It's like you have a house.
It
people
is not.
Live.
It is not a bidding war.
Are you going to have an open house?
Eventually.
Well, I was referring to a gangbang. That's the open house. You want to pull the, that's like the Royal Rumble. You want to be the first one.
Yeah.
You do. Instead of the opposite.
But then it's like, okay, thank you, bye-bye. Is that all you wanted? Okay.
Paige, what
let's
kind of,
shake hands.
Yeah, you're getting enough nice messages. Tell Fat Boy that you would like the blankets blank.
Please.
Notice he didn't say just females. Send those.
Either or.
Ask your parents permission. Kidding. And just for entertainment purposes only. And
that's
tell
all
me
it is.
Yeah, you can't be married.
I'm not going to report you. I'm not going to most likely respond to you. I just want to see it. Just want to look at it.
Tell me that you are fine with me talking on the show, talking about my various animals and family struggles and celebrations. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or
just
tell
pick
me,
one of those. You don't have to do it all. That's a lot.
Tell me I got one so big that I shouldn't be allowed to wear shorts in public. Some kind of compliment.
Okay.
You know, don't
see,
tell
See, I
me.
Think the meta fact check would pop up and say, it's not. That's a lie. That's not true. That's a lie.
Yeah, Jonathan Frakes, the little thing pops
you know
up.
Them
it's a total fabrication.
Them automatic flusher urinals or whatever, you know they got cameras on them. You know they do.
So cool.
If they can tell you standing there, they can tell what size it is, and that they probably work with the fact checkers on in Meta.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Okay, the six.
How do they know? Is it just body heat?
Like, how do they know when you're done?
How does Dollar Tree know you standing in one place too long? Or not Dollar Tree, one of them.
Well, yeah.
If you just stand there, like, looking at the stuff for a minute, some kind of little alarm goes off, like, oh, he's probably stuffing his pants with something here.
Plus, if you don't, like, automatically flush when I'm finished, it's like, that makes me feel worse. Like, you know, you're dominant over me and you want me to go more.
Remember the guy that called one time and said his belt got sucked down the toilet? Because it was one of those old hippie rainbow-looking belts of the
90s. Since we're running so late, I'm going to save this diarrhea story for the next newscast. Is that okay?
I would say, you're going to take this the wrong way. I'm not going to say it.
What? Say it.
Say it, please.
She'll take it.
I would only tease the one you know you're going to do.
Oh, I'm
going to
do this.
That's what she does. She gets lofty, like, you know, tell you four different things. I'm like,
hang on. I'll do it real quick. I can say the six breeds. I'll just say if you
do them as fast as you can.
Okay.
Ready?
The Maltese, the miniature poodle, the Cavapoo, German Shepherd, Yorkshire Terrier, and Cockapoo.
Oh, they're all little.
If you have all those dogs, they're most likely to get diarrhea. I'm Paige, and those are Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Breaking. I mean, that was great. That was barking news, Paige. When we come back.
You don't want a Rottweiler to
boxer
get diarrhea.
Or a chihuahua.
You think Paige is angry. You wait till you hear this woman on the FOF this week. Oof. She is.
Oh.
She's is full of a lot of hatred. And you're going to get to hear that. It's the Rise Guys.
So
happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.